Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope. And I'm so excited to be with you today. This is going to be an awesome show. It's your time. Amen. I love that. I was just bopping on beating. Radio Angel's like, hello, you got a show to go to. Alrighty, alrighty. I hope you've had a wonderful week. We are so excited that you tuned in with us this morning. Let's get the show started, can we? Shout out to IME University on their first anniversary. Amen. We love Inspiration Beauty, Kimberly Arrington, and the IME Beauties. Radio Angel, we need to get these ladies here, amen, next month on the show. Get them here, and we just want to love on them and allow them to just share, you know, how their first year has been. I know it's been awesome, but I do believe that they need to share with our audience as we continue to give our listeners a gleam of hope, because I do believe that dreams do come true, and their dreams are definitely coming true. So definitely, again, we want to shout out IME University and wish you a happy birthday, happy anniversary. Y'all keep doing it. Atlanta Rock, God bless you. God bless you. We definitely support you on this end. On another note, can you believe we have snow? I am like, really, really? I even said, really, God? Yesterday was spring, and then I had to take that back and say, you know what, God? I hear you really talking to us. We think it's spring, but you letting us know that winter's not over yet, that any time you want to do whatever you want to do, you're going to make it happen. So it's springtime, and we have snow, but don't allow that to affect your spirit, because I'm going out today. I got an awesome event to participate in, and I'll let you know when we get to that segment in your hood. But call us up at 347-857-1295. Talk about it. If you have any feelings today, we don't want those feelings to impact your day. In the meantime, we are going to get another dose of Gleam of Hope. Right now, we have an awesome woman of God with us today, Vanessa Cunningham. She is definitely here to bring you and I a gleam of hope as it pertains to our health. Yep, that's right. springtime, a lot of us get back into the gym and we cut, you know, the carbs and we take out the sugars and all the stuff that's going to affect us. But how about we just do this on a regular? It doesn't matter what season that we in. It matters that we want to take care of our health, okay? So earlier in the year, I shared the importance of us making better decisions to improve our lives. The discussion that we discussed was making decisions, right? Every decision you and I will make will impact our lives. Amen? For here and for now and forevermore, it's like a marriage. We have to begin to take care of ourselves. So if you find yourself not working on any particular area that you really need to work on, please let us help you. Send us an email, and we will connect with you with our experts and all the resources that we have in our ministry. So email us at hope@themorningglory.org. It takes you to do what you need to do so that we can assist you. Let me tell you about Vanessa Cunningham. Vanessa Cunningham is the founder and CEO of Unhealthy No More Incorporated. A graduate of Pace University, a nutrition and fitness lifestyle coach who has studied over 100 dietary theories to signature her decision to make her life healthier. Amen? She had to sign a contract. Amen? Whether she did it verbally, she did it writtenly, but in her mind, she said, I need to do something different. That's why we have her coming here, because we want her to empower you and I to do something different. I've added the water, right? Doing very well with the water, and I added my fruits. When we come back, we will have Vanessa Cunningham from Unhealthy No More. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice Hope. With your girl,
everybody with one loud voice. Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice.
In the power of your name.
The power of your name.
Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice.
In the power.
In the power of your name.
And right now, today, we make a choice.
We make a choice.
To voice our opinion.
Proclaim your dominion yesterday, today, and forever the same.
In the power of your name. Ooh, oh Lord. In the power of
your name.
Lord, we rejoice today.
Before you leave here, you're going to feel right because we have an awesome show lined up for you. Again, this is Minister Kim wishing you a happy Saturday with love from my heart to your heart. We want to welcome to the show for the very first time. Vanessa Cunningham is coming to bring us a gleam of hope. We hope that this is not her last time, amen, because she definitely has a wealth of information that will inspire us to say unhealthy, no more. Welcome, Vanessa Cunningham. Woo!
Thanks for having me.
It is an honor to have you. We are so excited. I know I'm excited. I hope all my audience here that I'm excited this morning. Welcome, 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 welcome. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good. I woke up early around 5 o'clock for my 5 a.m. prayer call with my church. So I'm all prayed up. I'm, you know, full of energy and, you know, so I'm good.
Wonderful. Awesome. Awesome. Then you should have tuned in with us. We are on our 7-day Daniel fast. We are pushing the buttons on life. Amen. The buttons. Because some of us got so much stuff to do. So we got so many buttons. We got to say no to that, no to this, no to this, no to that. And we are drawing near to God. And it's been awesome. Amen. So we've been having our 6 a.m. call, our 12 noon call, and our 6 p.m. And then on Sunday, as we close out this Sunday, we're going to have a midnight call. Amen. So, yeah, so we know we ready. Amen. We ready. Prayed up. We know God is in the building. And we know that our audience is definitely here, tuned in to hear from you. Today's show is all about you helping us understand the importance of taking care of our health, bringing balance to our lives, Vanessa. So one of the things that I do know about you is that you shared very transparent that as a child you struggled with your weight and it continued throughout your adulthood. Now, please share with us today, what was your turning point? What made you say, no, I'm not doing that? What was that turning point for you?
Well, there was a couple of those. Well, one of the first ones was when I was a teenager. I would say maybe, I think I was like maybe 15 or 16. And it was just one of those things where, you know, because a lot of people always ask what, you know, that defining moment was. And it was really like one of those things where it's kind of like God was like, you got to do better. You know, it was just kind of like night and day, you know, sort of thing. And, you know, as a child, when you're younger, you're dependent on your parents and you're dependent on, you know, sort of the things that they bring into the home. So, you know, if, you know, chance left your parent is overweight and, you know, you don't have that super fast metabolism that some people, God blesses with, where they can eat anything and that thing happens, you know, you'll more than likely be overweight as well. You know, it was around that time when I was just, you know, like, you know, you got to get it together. And I just started making, you know, some changes. Again, I was in that diet mentality back then because I wasn't trained. I didn't know. I wasn't, you know, seeing nutritionists that, you know, were well-versed, or at least that I, you know, thought, you know, because I've seen nutritionists and things of that nature, but it wasn't really helpful. It was more of those, here's your sheet, and you kind of walk off and figure it out. So, I mean, when I did lose it the first time, it was sort of in that whole diet state of mind. I you know, I lost the weight. I think it was about like 30, 35 pounds. And then, you know, just other areas of my life began to improve. I started doing better in school. It was just like, you know, being overweight actually had some negative effects in terms of it kind of let me dim my light a little bit, although to other people it didn't appear that way. And it was, like I said, it was like an on and off switch. I mean, I went from like C-level grades to A's overnight because I naturally pick up information very quickly. And it was just like an overnight transformation. And since then, I've just been, you know, on that path of just trying to, you know, live the healthier lifestyle. And, you know, on the way, I stumbled here and I gained, as you said, you know, that whole yo-yo dieting, weight loss roller coaster sort of mentality until I was about like 27. And that's when I was just like, all right, this got to stop. And there's actually another story to that, but if you want me to, you know, go into something else, we can,
Can we just stop right there? Because you said something that was key. At the age of 15 or 16, you felt God was saying, you have to do better. But with you struggling with your weight, your focus was derailed in regards to your education because you began to focus so much on your weight. And we know, hopefully we all know, that a lot of times children your age struggle with weight, and there's all types of diseases, mental health diseases, that we as parents, guardians, need to be looking out for. So as the expert that you are, from your experience, I need for you to talk to the moms right now, because 15, 16, you're struggling with your weight. We have some 15, 16, even younger teens, especially the girls, are struggling with their weight, and they are causing health issues because they are doing what? They're bulimic, and what's the other one? Anorexic. Am I correct? Talk about that because we need to have awareness right now. Like, what are the signs of our young girls, you know, our teenagers struggling with weight, and how we as a mother or guardian could support them?
Well, you know, first off, I think it's really being more of a, you know, encourager. You know, for young adults, it really shouldn't be about, oh, I need to be a size 0 or a size 2 or a size 2. You know, we all have different, you know, God gave us all different body types. So no matter how thin you can get, you'll still have whatever body type you are given, right? So if you have thighs, you can get down as close as you can, but you're still going to have a, you know, a curvy shape because that's what you were given. It's really just about, you know, really encouraging them and just encouraging them to eat healthier. And one of the ways to do that is by being an example yourself, you know, bringing healthier options into the home and just being encouraging and not, you know, demeaning in any way, because I think a lot of parents, you know, think that saying, oh, you need to lose weight or you're fat or whatever it is, that they're actually being encouraging. And, you know, they say it comes from a place of love, but it's not translated to the other person, you know, in that manner. So just, you know, being careful of the word choices and being that example, because if your son or daughter sees that, oh, mom is eating healthy, mom looks fabulous, mom looks vibrant, mom has energy, mom is working out, or dad, they're going to be like, oh, I want to do that too. I want to look that way. I want to feel that way. So you have to lead by example, and you can't isolate that one or, you know, two kids, you know, out of the whole family, make them feel like they're the outsider. It has to be a family thing. Everyone needs to get involved and, you know, just really practice what you preach. You can't just tell them and don't do it.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that, Vanessa, with us, because, you know, in the ministry we also have a group called Praying Moms, and, you know, we meet every Monday night and we talk about things, and this is something that we really need to bring to the forefront. I would love for you, you know, in the near future to really get on and really talk to them, because this is dear to my heart, and we really, as moms, as parents, as guardians, as I said earlier, recognize that our children are battling. Our children are battling with identity. They're battling with trying to fit in, you know, with society, with the latest fashions, the latest era, and we can miss all the signs, you know, because we're so caught up in our own things. But I thank God for your praying parents. I thank God that you heard the voice of the Lord. That means that you knew God at a young age. And you said, let me take control. Let me be more responsible for my life. And I want to thank you for just sharing even that portion. Is I love you. But we as also parents should not be always talking about our weight. Like, oh, my God, you get too fat, you get too skinny, look at me. That comparison can really suffocate a child, suffocate, amen, emotionally. So that's something that we need to look at. When we come back, we want to hear more from you, Vanessa Cunningham, Unhealthy No More, the CEO and founder who decided to take her life into her own hands and be responsible for our health. This is not no diet. This is a way of life. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim and our Gleam of Hope guest, Vanessa Cunningham.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise Him. Come on, you can praise Him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the every very air we breathe. He gave it to us. We didn't buy it. Come on, Doug. Come on, lift your hands to him and tell him. It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for.
Woo,
God,
thank
you,
Father.
He who hungers and thirsts after
Woo.
Righteousness shall be filled.
Hunger and thirst after righteousness. This is my
this
daily bread. Welcome back
word.
To the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. This is Minister Kim with a gleam of hope for you today with our guest, Vanessa Cunningham, who is the CEO and founder of Unhealthy No More. We just shared with you the importance of us being aware of our teens. If you have teens at home or work around teens, that we need to be mindful of this fluctuation in their weight, in their diet, even their attitude. Things change. If you start seeing their grades diminishing, amen, there's something that's going on. Let's spend time with the families that God has blessed us with. Vanessa shared her battle started at the age of 15 or 16, and she heard God saying to her, you can do better. Amen. We can all do better. Amen. We can all do better. And this is why we have Vanessa here, to help us do better. Amen. Can you define the difference in a diet and a life-changing health plan, Vanessa? Because you have shared that you have studied 100+ dietary theories, and you came up with blah, 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 blah. So can you share with us? Because I know there's a difference. So share with us, what is the difference?
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of, you know, a diet versus a lifestyle, a diet really, to me, it's a short-term goal. It's something that you go on. You lose whatever the desired effect of that diet is, and then once you're off, you're done. And a lifestyle change is really learning about it's more of a mental shift from that short term robotic. I think of diets as being a little bit robotic in terms of I have to follow this. If I don't follow this, you know, I also feel like diets breed a little bit of condemnation, like when you fall off or you miss one thing, then you go crazy about it and think, oh, my goodness, like, I fell off and now I don't know what to do, et cetera. And so a lifestyle change is really learning what your body likes, learning how to have the right food combinations with the carbohydrates, the proteins, and the fats. What works for you? What things, you know, you may have an allergy to or an intolerance. So it's really about being more in tune with your eating and doing away with that robotic sort of lifestyle and thinking that you can't have this and you can't have that and you know, creating all these rules and, you know, in this legalistic manner about it. I really feel like, you know, the lifestyle is, you know, what most people need to adopt versus chasing these diet plans because, again, once you get off of it, you have no clue of what to do. So you really know nothing. You've just learned how to follow a regimen. So and that's why most people, when they get off of it, they gain it back plus more because you have no control. You have not you know, allows yourself to get in tune with your body to really understand and you know, just to eat freely, you know, and to enjoy, you know, eating food. Sometimes some people don't enjoy it because, you know, again, it's that mentality that it's like they have like this love-hate relationship with it. And just, you know, again, being in tune with it and learning how to eat without even having to count calories. You know, when you begin to become more in tune with it, you don't have to count calories, you know, because you know how to prepare your food. You know the right amount that will keep you full and that will keep you, satiated and, you know, until your next meal, and you're not, you know, going crazy with counting calories. So I definitely always encourage my clients, you know, that's one of the things I do with them, getting them out of that diet mentality.
And that is truly profound what you just said. With diets, we start counting calories, it's short term, and then once it's over, we resume right back to our old behaviors. And that's when that up and down, which I find unhealthy. I know, and God bless him, you know, rest in peace, Luther Angels. He struggled with his weight up and down, up and down, up and down. And it does affect, you know, our body chemistry because it's like confusing the body. The body's like, what are we doing here? You know, one minute, my heart got to beat much faster because of the weight, all the stuff that you have gained, right? Then the next minute, you're slowing me down. So what does that do for our internal organs? Because that's something that we need to talk about as well. What does that do for our internal organs? That
well,
up and down.
So in terms of, like, the up and down, it's definitely dangerous for the health because it screws up your metabolism. And your metabolism is more than, the rate of how your body breaks down foods. It's just how the body, you know, and the organs, how they function. And when you do the up and down, you throw your metabolism off. And when your metabolism is off, it slows it down. So a lot of people complain, oh, I have a slow metabolism. And yeah, there are some people that do have naturally fast metabolism. However, just because you are not one of those people doesn't mean that you can't have a fast metabolism. But if you are doing the up and down, it throws it off and it slows it down because now you're altering the, you know, the biochemistry in your body. And it's only when you bring it back into balance by eating the right things and doing that for a sustained amount of time that you bring your metabolism back into balance.
Oh, cool. See, I didn't even know that. Maybe that's something wrong with me. Yeah, we got to get you to be a part of us. Amen. To help us. Amen. Our radio angel, myself, and the rest of the team here at the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We need some help here. Amen. We need to be witness for our audience, witness for our audience that we need to not think about a diet, amen, because diets do not work. They are temporarily. I wrote, what is a diet? And I said, are you working towards a short-term goal or a lifestyle goal? And a diet is not a lifestyle goal. It is definitely short-term. You heard it from our expert here today, Vanessa Cunningham. And guess what? We are not going to do that no longer. Amen. We're going to change our mindset because guess what? The expert is in the house, and she's inspiring us to say no more to diets, no more to counting these calories, and I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. We don't want short-term results. We want long-lasting, effective changes to occur in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
All righty. Okay, so one more question that we have. Someone just inboxed me, and they started out saying, I have been a diet freak, and it has been really hard for me to balance out my weight. I hear what you're saying, but how do you just turn that off automatically? That's deep. That's true. Yeah, that's true. I understand exactly why they say a diet freak.
Well, yeah, I know it's to me it starts in your mind. And you have you have to declare and that's why I tell people to write things down. When you write things down, then I feel like it'll manifest, especially if you continue to to move along towards that goal. So I definitely encourage people, you know, to just declare it, you know, make it something that's your affirmation, is that I'm no longer going to diet. I'm going to, you know, nourish and fuel my body the right way. And then obviously, you know, there's some practical things that, you know, have to be done. But, you know, for some people, again, that personality, it comes into play too, because I see it happen all the time. Some people can, you know, do a complete 360. That's the kind of personality that I have, that I can just be like, all right, I'm motivated, I'm going to do this and get it done. Some people have to step their way through, and that's fine as well. And that's why I encourage people to stop looking at what other people are doing and what works for them, because it may not work for you. You have to pay attention to what works for you, how you move through life, and just sort of, you know, again, how you do things. So sometimes it's just starting off with making a healthier choice. Every day, you know, some people may drink 3 cups of coffee a day with, you know, tons of sugar and half and half or whatever else they're putting in there. And then maybe you have to, you know, you find yourself going to Dunkin' Donuts all the time in the morning and you feel like you can't stop. How about you have a banana with it, you know, with the donut? I'm not encouraging donuts, but I'm just saying for people to start making smaller, you know, to make small steps towards the goal, because to lean off of it, some people can, like I said, some people can be like, I'm done with it and make a complete change. But again, sometimes you have to step your way through it. And again, don't bring condemnation to the process. It took time for you to put the work in and to build those habits. So it's going to take time to break the habits and lose the weight. So, you know, again, this patience and grace, you know, that you have to bring to the process as well. So, yeah, and sometimes you need a coach, and that's why some people seek me out to do it. Sometimes you need that person that's in the trenches with you and working with you and helping you to rework some of the habits you have and introduce new ones to you so that it makes the transition easier.
Oh, that was so awesome. So I can still go to Dunkin' Donuts, have my coffee and my donut, but let me include an apple. I was thinking, I'm going to give you exactly, I work in the field a lot. I'm glad, shout out, returning back to work on Monday. Thank you all for all your support. But I'm usually in the field. I'm over there by 149th Street. This is exactly where I went. You were talking, and my mind went right there visually. 149th Street, there is a Dunkin' Donut. And every now and then, and not every day, because I'm not in that area every day, but I'll get my vanilla chai, and I'll get a donut for breakfast. But I noticed that they have a basket of bananas there. And it did. And one day, I was like, you know what, let me grab a banana. And I'm not a banana lover, but because of that little thought, stop a second, like, you know what, I kept seeing it. It was more visual. It was right in front of my face. One day, I just challenged myself, and I had a banana. And I was full with the vanilla chai and the banana. I never ate the donut. Actually, I gave the donut away. So you're right.
And once you're eating a healthier option, sometimes you look at the other thing like, I don't want that, you know, anymore.
Yeah.
So again, it's once you start introducing more healthier stuff, it begins to crowd out the bad stuff, and you won't even realize it happening. All of a sudden, you just will stop it because now you feel better because you've introduced healthier stuff into your body, and your body will start to crave those things more than the unhealthy items.
Awesome. So I hopefully for the diet freak that you're no longer that, just by every day making a healthier choice. And I put that up. If you're part of our Facebook fan page, we thank God for all of our supporters. Go to the Morning Glory IV or Hope, and you will see our dialogue today. And if this is the very first time that you're tuning in, welcome to the family. And again, we do encourage you to follow us on Facebook, as well as check us out on our website, www.themorningglory.org, where you get a wealth of information about the ministry and where we're going. And just be blessed. Be blessed by the materials, information that we give you. But yeah, that's awesome. I have a question for you. I said it as you were speaking about adding that. Is it important for us to, in our homes and carrying out lunches, to visually put something healthy? A lot of times I, for one, used to, I don't do that now, right now, put my fruits in, down at the bottom, you know, where it's supposed to keep the much fresher. That I don't think that's healthier for me. It wasn't, because you know what, I wasn't a fruit eater. But now that I have a little basket, you know, because I probably got the idea from Dunkin' Donuts, shout out Dunkin' Donuts, I put my fruits, my apples, and my apples and my banana there. And I will grab that before I even go further into the kitchen by the refrigerator where all the other stuff is at. Is that helpful for us to display the healthier snacks more so that we can have a more visual and that'll prompt us to pick it up quicker than the other junk foods?
Absolutely. You definitely want to keep those in eye view. So that, you know, you are more inclined to grab those things. So for some people, I do encourage, like, moving, you know, like you had mentioned, the vegetables. Sometimes people put it at the bottom to the top part, you know, put it, you know, so that when you open your fridge, it's right there. Or if you have the basket, it can grab and go. So definitely keeping those things more visual, and then obviously keeping some of the other things that you shouldn't have, you know, in your home, like all those cookies and chips and all the other stuff out of the home too, because you don't want to, if you want to have it as a treat and, you know, you're out on the street or whatever, go ahead, but don't keep it in your house, because again, when you think about the emotional aspect of it, if you're having a bad day and I'm just sitting there with an ice cream, you're going to go and grab it, because it's the vine is going to trigger you to grab something to make it feel better. And when you eat certain things, it releases the feel-good hormones, and then you'll go for those things. So it's better to just keep the healthier items definitely in front of your view, but definitely stock your cabinets and your pantries and your refrigerator with just healthier options, so that those are the grab-and-go options that you have versus some of the processed food crap that they're selling today.
Awesome. That's great advice. Thank you so much. That's why you are our nutritionist, our lifestyle coach, and to help us be more healthier. Because these are tips that we don't incorporate. And just small steps will make a significant difference, I think, in us taking care of our bodies and living much longer. When we come back, I have this question for you. And all of my listeners are probably thinking about this. But I've had this debate with various colleagues and friends in reference to eating healthier is so expensive. And I always say, do you rather eat now or pay the doctor? Because you won't pay in medical expenses. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. This is Minister Kim and our Gleam of Hope. Guest this morning is Vanessa Cunningham, CEO and founder of Unhealthy No More. We'll be back.
Hi, I am Ms. Myra Smith Fry, and on behalf of the I Am Special Movement, I want to take this time to invite you to visit the porch. Come on, stop by on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Dial 832-551-5100, access code 232885 for the I Am Special Inspirational Call. We not only offer you an ice-cold mason jar full of lemonade or tea, but we make sure that you know you are special. Thanks to all the great information, knowledge, and wisdom shared there, you are going to leave knowing that special people do special things. So come on by each Sunday. Join us on the porch.
Welcome back with your host, Minister Kim. It is really an awesome morning here in the New York area. It's wet outside, but my heart is gleaming with hope. People tend to spend less time focusing on the one thing that is most important, their health. Everyone else generally takes precedence from their job, family life, relationships, recreation, activities, and more. Welcome. If you're just tuning in, I introduce you to an awesome woman who said enough is enough. Vanessa Cunningham, who struggled with her weight as a child and into her adulthood. At 27 years of old, she made a decision to be responsible for her health. If you are struggling with your weight due to having issues balancing out your daily operations, this is the woman that you need to connect with. She is an awesome woman. Check her out. Go to her website. Let her know that you heard about her awesome and what she's doing with Unhealthy No More. She will definitely be your lifestyle coach. She will definitely be the coach that will help you get back on track. So go to www.VanessaCunningham.com, and we're definitely going to have that up on our page for you today. Vanessa, I said something before we went to break, and I just want to reiterate that. Oftentimes I have this debate, you know, because I try to be healthy, and I always try. And sometimes I fall off. I'm not perfect. I haven't got to that place where I'm just really totally taking care of my health the way I should, and I have to be honest with that. But every day I'm trying to do something better towards that, be more consistent. So I might be at work, I might be at home, and we have this dialogue because, you know, when you're shopping, eating healthier can be very expensive, right? And people say, well, that costs too much money. That's why I don't do this, I don't do that. And I will say to them, you're going to have to spend it later on in a doctor's office. And one of the things that I do not want to do is spend my time sitting in a doctor's office. If anybody know, if you're going to get an annual checkup, a mammogram, anytime, you sit in there for hours sometimes, and that's just a waste of my time. And financially, it can be expensive. If your insurance pays full coverage, woo-hoo, shout out to you. But if you got to pay a co-payment, that's going to get expensive. So for me, I'd rather spend and eat healthy. What do you say about that?
Yeah, oh, well, just before I get to that, it's actually unhealthynomore.com. Not
VanessaCunningham.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Got you. Thank you.
So, yeah, so to your point, I get that a lot. In terms of, you know, healthy eating is more expensive, and also to what you mentioned before, you do end up paying for it later in illness. And let's even move outside of the health realm. Let's talk about how you pay for it in different areas. You pay for it when you're unhealthy and overweight. You pay for it in your emotional health. You pay for it in your career, whether you believe it or not, because you may not have the confidence to maybe go after the certain things because maybe, you know, you're self, you know, conscious about, you know, your weight. So it plays a factor in other areas. It plays in relationships, too. Sometimes, you know, it can mess with relationships. People may not feel comfortable or sexy, so then it can suffer that way, too. It can suffer in the family, because now you're bringing that family, that your habits onto your family, and you know, as to what we spoke to earlier in terms of the kids, you can also translate those issues to the kids as well. So it starts to bubble over into many areas of life. So it's not even just about the health. It's just that you have to think of it in a holistic view. How is my weight affecting everyone? Because even being unhealthy, you can have your spouse worrying about you. Now your spouse is worrying, can be detrimental to their health now, you know, because now they're stressed out. So we have to step out of this, you know, one-dimensional box and start really thinking about how does it affect us overall, just as human beings. But just in terms of, back to the cost issue, I mean, it's slightly more expensive, but not really. It depends on how you're eating. Most people, when they go to the grocery stores and they're buying all this stuff, if you look at the cart, about 80% of the cart is like processed food crap, right? So you're spending all this money and thinking that you're saving, and you know, the coupons or whatever it is that you're doing, and you're thinking that you're getting deals and all that and all those other things. But if you actually go and shop, and say you go to Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, and you start to, you know, pick out, you know, more vegetables, more fruits, you know, whole grains, the right clean proteins, and you know, Ezekiel bread or nuts and seeds or whatever it is, if you compare the two, the price is really not that much higher. And I think like Harvard did a study recently, and I think when they did the average, like the pricing, it was like $1.50 per day more than the traditional cost. So it's like it is slightly higher, but if consumers will start demanding more of the healthier stuff, it will drive the cost down. So it's like we need to look at ourselves as to why the price is not where we want to be, because we're not demanding these companies to produce higher quality items for us. So they're just going to continue producing what they're doing right now. And again, companies, when they're putting out, just different things in the marketplace, they're not worrying about your health. They're worrying about the margins. They're worrying about their profits. So, you know, again, people need to get out of that mentality that cheap is better. No, it's not, because now you're taking in that God didn't even design the body to break down. You're taking in chemicals that are like fuel for cars and things. You know, if people take time to look at the labels, it would change your perspective on healthier eating and you know, choosing organic and choosing the grass-fed and the pasture, raised food, because these are the things that are nourishing our bodies and it's not damaging our bodies. And these are the foods that are going to keep our metabolism in check and to make sure that we're healthy and to fuel the body and the cells versus the things that are made in factories and in labs and, you know, with animals that are being injected with antibiotics and hormones, things that are being transferred into your own body. So, again, people need to stop thinking about price and think about health and longevity, vitality, and what your body needs to function.
Thank you so much. Ooh, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I really encourage you to get a health consultation with Vanessa Cunningham. It is so important because we can't have her all day, right? We can't have her for the rest of the day. So she has many things to do. But just a tip that she came and stopped by to give us today, we want you to definitely take care of yourself. If you take the first step and dedicate your time, amen, guess what? Vanessa will be there to empower and to motivate you and showing you what's important for you to reach your health goals. And what I love about you is that that's what you do. You personalize it to each and every one of your clients, amen, because we're all individual and we all have different metabolisms and we all in different age brackets, amen, and that can be a big thing too. Age, if you go through menopause like I did, and you know that can mess up your metabolism because it slows down as you get older. These are things, so that's why it's tailored to you, and that's what I love about what you do, Vanessa. As she has studied major diets, she got told you over 100. She's practiced them. Now she is the life coach. She is the one that's going to help you to be more healthier. So please, get your health consultation with Vanessa Cunningham today. Don't put off what you can do today for tomorrow. Go to her website, www.unhealthynomore.com. If you forget, because you can go to Vanessa Cunningham, you come up, girl. I was Googling your name for a whole week. So you definitely come up, Vanessa Cunningham. You definitely come up because you are there. Google recognizes what you're doing. Amen. So when we come back, we just want to ask Vanessa one more question, what she would like to say to you, and then we are going to go into our next segment. So we'll be back with Vanessa Cunningham on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope.
Did you know that your body is made up of mostly water?
We can't live without it. Delicious.
I can't live without my water. Water is the drink for me. I can't live without my water. And the best part, water's free.
Juice and soda are dessert.
That's why we choose water first.
Water helps us stay alive. Have some water, give me five. I can't live without my water. Water is the drink for me. I can't live without my water. And the best part, water's free. Water washes out the bad stuff. Water washes in the good.
Water is the best choice all the time
for kids of every age.
Hey, this is Steve Harvey. You know, some people might say I'm a star, but to me, moms are the real stars. You know, they do so much and they show a lot of love for their kids each and every day. That's why I'm excited to partner with Coca-Cola to kick off this year's Coca-Cola Pay It Forward program, which includes the all-new Coca-Cola Pay It Forward Academy and a $5,000 scholarship for the winners. The Coca-Cola Pay It Forward Academy is an all-expense-paid, three-day experience designed to encourage high academic achievement for teens and provide school tips for moms as they support their teens' academic goals. To give your teen a chance to win this experience, hosted by Coca-Cola and me in Atlanta this summer, go to coke.com/payitforward.
That's the party. Pay it forward, Coca-Cola. We ain't doing Coca-Cola right about now. We're not doing no sugary beverages. Right, Vanessa?
No, not at all.
But we like what they're doing. We like what you're doing when it comes to the kids. So thank you so much, Coca-Cola and Steve Hawley. We ain't doing that, though. I'm letting y'all know, okay? Kim's not doing that, and neither you and Vanessa. Vanessa, you have said so many wonderful things here in reference to your struggle, in reference to dieting, helping us have a better mindset in regarding dieting and a lifestyle, as well as just adding, taking the next step to add something to our daily, amen, intake that will be more healthier. Well, it was an apple, an orange, a salad, drinking water. We just had the water commercial to inspire y'all to drink your water. Water is really healthy. And just for a few moments, is there anything else that we might have missed that you definitely want to get in today so that we can continue to inspire our listeners today?
Absolutely, yes. I just want to encourage people to really to just start to live a healthier lifestyle. I want people to begin to take the time to plan and prepare their meals and package them ahead of time. Take a day, whatever works for your schedule. Some Saturdays work for people, Sundays, whatever it is. Just take time to, you know, after you grocery shop, cook your food, pack it up, and just have it ready to go. Because, again, you want to get into the goal mentality. You know, we live in a busy, we live busy lifestyles, so we want to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to ensure that we're protecting our health. The busy lifestyle is part of the reason why, you know, 68% of the world, you know, the U.S. is, you know, overweight or obese, right? Because we're in that grab-and-go mentality from the fast food restaurants and what we see on the street. And we need to return back to cooking our own food so that you actually know what's going into your foods. And just getting back into that, drinking water, we've got to get more water into our body. Like 70% of the body is water, right? So you've got to drink water to fuel your body, fuel yourself. And you can, just as a base point, just drink at least half your body weight in ounces. So if you're 150 pounds, that'd be 75 ounces. You got to get in more of the greens. We need the greens again. You are what you eat, right? And these are things that's going to help you to build, you know, your body and keep you strong, right? So you want to, you know, have 3 to 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. I know to some people it sounds like a lot, but it really isn't. You just have to make a conscious effort of just starting to incorporate it into everything. You make eggs, put some kale in it or some spinach. Just slowly begin to incorporate vegetables, and you need to at least make half our plate, you know, vegetables. That is what is really going to fuel the body and your cells, and to detoxify your body and make sure that you get the right vitamins and minerals and antioxidants as well. You got to get moving, right? As you get older, your body muscle mass begins to decline, so you want to make sure that you're constantly keeping your body strong and fit. So, you know, if you can do 20 minutes a day, do that. 15 minutes a day, do the whatever falls into your schedule. Try to at least do at a minimum 3 times a day or more. You can do 5-6 times a day, a week, got to get moving. And then also take time to de-stress, right? If you don't take care of your stress levels, stress will literally destroy your body. When I was working in corporate America on Wall Street, it destroyed me. That was my turning point where I left. And I stepped into my purpose and passion, what God actually put in me to be a teacher and mentor and to empower people in this area of health and just overall, you know, life and just well-being. And cut the processed foods out, reduce the sugar. I mean, that is really the helm of the problem in the world today. We got to stop eating things out of boxes. We got to stop it. It's filled with tons of sugar, the wrong kinds of sugar. The high fructose corn syrup is a problem because it's metabolized by the liver, and when it's metabolized through the liver, it stores as fat, like, instantly. And there's high amounts of this in everything, even your whole-wheat bread. So we got to start looking at the labels, and, you know, maybe we do have to make the transition to Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, or just shopping at the healthier aisles within the supermarkets, because I know a lot of the supermarkets are starting to bring in some of the organic products or produce and things of that nature. We got to start making healthy choices, stop worrying about price all the time. Just see what you can do, and maybe, you know, for your budget, just see whatever you can do, right? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's not about perfection. Just try to incorporate more fruits and vegetables and more whole foods, because we just killing ourselves daily, and God didn't bring us here to destroy our bodies, right? We're here to fulfill our purpose and our destinies, and if you're tearing your body down, you're shortening your own time, and you're shortening your own dreams and goals. So, again, it's that mindset shift, what's important to you. So that's, you know, my two cents to offer the audience, and, yeah.
But she's like, yeah, I love love. You said a mouthful. That was awesome what you said, because it's so important that we do incorporate. Don't worry about the finances. Don't worry about how you're going. Just do it. Make a conscious decision to do it. Put your feet forward. You know what I'm saying? When you're in the store, look at your shopping cart when you get to the counter and see, do I have more boxed foods, you know, which are pre-prepared, which are preservative, you know, or do I have more fruits and vegetables? You know, do I have more salads? Do I have more water for those who like to buy their water? You know, what do I have? Do I have stuff that I'm cooking, or I'm just going to pop in the microwave? So these are things that you need to look at, because you're the one that's selecting these items, and you're the one that's putting it into your shopping cart. And guess what? You're the one that's going to pay for it. So the bottom line is it's all a decision. The whole thing that we really talked about today, Vanessa, is making a healthier decision. And you think about it, your cart will be less, because if you eat right, you get full of fat. So you don't need all of the carbs and all of the beverages to fill you up, but you'll eat and it's healthier, and it's going to do the body good. Is going into the body. Yeah. I have one more. Someone just texted me. They talked about, what is this myth, or is it myth or is true regarding eat one apple a day and keeps the doctor away?
it's not a myth. What they're saying was that is that in terms of fruits, like apple, in terms of the fiber that's in the apple, apples have, like, they're one of the higher fiber fruits. So I think it's about 3 or 4 grams. Per apple, what they're saying, what they say by that meaning that when you eat fiber, that's what pushes, you know, the waste out of the body, right? So if you have a clogged colon, that's how, and that's why when they say death begins in the colon, because if you have a toxic colon, obviously it can lead to things like, you know, obviously colon cancer. But even aside from that, if your body's not releasing the toxins, guess where it's going? It's just now recirculating into your body. It's making your body more toxic. It's making your body more inflamed. And this is the inflammation you can't see. This is the inflammation that begins to start harming the bodily organs. So that's why when they say that an apple, they keep the doctor away, because fiber, and the specific fiber, that pectin fiber in the apple, it keeps you regular. So that's where they're going with that. It's about being regular, and, you know, the fiber in the apple pushing, you know, the waste out of your intestine and out of your body. So that's what that phrase is about.
And you
but
know
you gotta
what?
Do more than having an apple, but that's where they're going with that.
You know what? You just said something that's very important, especially as we get older. This is for not only for the women, but for the men, my brothers, because colon cancer is running rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
Lately.
Mm-hmm.
And you are so right. Please add more fiber to your
fiber.
Meal.
Mm-hmm.
That is so important. You just, oh, see, we definitely got to hire you to come be out the Alka-Seltzer Radio Show. We definitely need apples, fiber bars, whatever's going to help you to be regular, to be regular. When we come back, we're going to come back and just thank, you know, let's do it now. Let's thank you now. Audience, hasn't it been a great show with Vanessa Cunningham? Amen. I see you on the switchboard. I want to thank you for chiming in. We thank you so much, Vanessa Cunningham, for being with us today. Your words of wisdom have definitely given us a gleam of hope to propel us to really start taking care of ourselves much better than what we are doing. Vanessa Cunningham from Unhealthy No More. Go to her website, unhealthynomore.com, and let her know that she definitely gave you a gleam of hope and something for you to think about so that you can start taking care of yourself. Remember, she does healthy consultations. She's willing to work with you so that you can get on the right track. We thank you so much. We employ everything that you're doing, and we want to continue to stay connected with you. Amen. As you continue to embrace your clients and your audience on how to be healthy. Thank you so much, Vanessa Cunningham.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for having me as a guest. I had a great time.
You're welcome. That means you'll come back again. Yay!
Absolutely.
Yes. Wonderful, wonderful. You're definitely family. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Peace, love, and happiness. Ladies and gentlemen, don't leave. We are going into our next segment. I'm so excited that we are going into. I love our segments here. I love when we sit down and talk to our Gleam of Hope guests. I love to let you know what's going on in your community. But we need your support as well. Amen. We don't need you just to sit there, but we need your support. Help us by giving us some information that's going on in your community that we can share while we're online, or also on our Facebook page on Facebook. Go to The Morning Glory, I Be Your Hope, and like our page right now, and we'll definitely shout you out on air. We'll be back on The Morning Glory, International Voice of Hope, with Minister Kim. With Minister Kim, bringing you a gleam of information for you and the community. Kingdom Care Food Pantry continues to provide for the community with their monthly pantry being available from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Today is Kingdom Life Temple Food Pantry. Today I'm encouraging everyone that is in the area of 3030 Jerome Avenue or near and far that would like to come and get your own selective groceries from Kingdom Care Food Pantry. Come out between the hours of 3 to 5. I did it last week, and I'll say it right now. You know, I love you, family. Don't let them know. Be there at 1:30. The line gets long. And guess what? First come, first serve. We thank God for Kingdom Life. We thank God for our leaders there, which is Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper and First Lady Nett Cooper. Universal Soul Circus is back. It's in the Boogie Boogie Down Bronx from March 18th until April 5th. You can purchase your tickets for $17 by going to www.universalsoulcircus.com. Please, 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 the children are about to be out for spring break. Have some fun. Have some fun. That's one of the things that Vanessa talked about. Relieving stress, guess what? Spend some time with your family and have fun. Be a kid again. That is March 18th through April 5th, Universal Soul Circus here in the Bronx. Woman's War Cry at Kingdom Life Temple. You heard it. Amen. Kingdom Life Temple with our very own First Lady Annette Cooper embraced us earlier this month as the First Lady, the leading lady, amen, has been postponed until April 19th. We dare not do anything on Palm Sunday. So definitely on April 19th, come join me at Kingdom Life Temple at 3030 Jerome Avenue. Make sure, ladies, you get your war cry on. Men, get your war cry on. I've been to Frank B. in the Bronx, amen, and I definitely got my war cry. I'm ready. I'm ready because this is what we say at Kingdom Life. Devil, you lose and we win. We love you, First Lady Annette Cooper. Don't forget, Woman's War Cry. And don't forget about my beauties. Man Talk 101 with Inspiration Beauty, Kimberly Arrington, and my brother Vincent K. Harris today at 11 a.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio, IME Radio. Let them know that you heard about them by tuning in today. We'll be back on The Morning Glory, International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim, family and friends. About you today in our leadership corner, I want to stress and reiterate the importance for you to participate in this year Pay It Full. Coca-Cola Steve Harvey has launched it again. This is a mentor program for all of our teens and moms, for you single moms out there, and you know how hard it is to raise our children alone. Amen. Please go sign up, find out more about Pay It Full by going to the Steve Harvey show. Amen. You can also go to Coca-Cola campaign, and definitely you will get all of the information. We want to empower you and let you know that it takes a village to raise children, and you're definitely not alone. There are awesome mentoring programs out there, and this is one that we support. Amen. We back Steve Harvey on this awesome, awesome mentoring program. It's going to be awesome this year, and I thank God that I'll be able to hear the testimonies of all of our teenagers who took part. So be a part this year of the Pay In Full Steve Harvey Mentoring Program. We'll be back on Voices of Hope.
Hey, Grand Hustle, homie. Yeah, it's the King, partner. You know I couldn't leave you without hollering at you one more time, right, baby? Okay. Mary, go!
Let's talk about a confident male being a valuable male. Can we kind of touch on that a little bit?
Yes, we can. I think we all know that confidence for women is something that they want. And the truth is, confidence for ourselves, you know, just being a confident man, truly is exuded when we walk into a room, when we just show our presence. It's not about us opening our mouths. This is just about our presence of that confidence that just, wow, completely changes a room. And for those men who are lacking confidence right now, there are several things that we can do to improve our confidence. For an example, Kimberly, I feel totally different from when I have on jeans and my sandals versus when I have on a suit that's tailored.
Okay.
Wow. I'm talking about I just feel something different when I put on a tailored suit. You know, just something that just, I don't know, just completely stands out. It's a different feeling that allows me to say, even though, you know, my hair isn't, you know, cut any differently or, you know, I haven't brushed my teeth any differently, it's just something about that suit that just gives me this new sense of confidence that I can now go into any room and accomplish the goal that in which I intended to because of that suit. Or the confidence of walking into a situation with your lady, and your lady says, you know what, you look really, really nice today, or I'm really digging the fact that you have X, Y, and Z going on for yourself today. That type of confidence coming from the external source, that being your lady, also drives confidence to a high level for men.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those two examples are things that we can do both internally as well as, you know, looking to our ladies for their support externally to help us increase the confidence that we need to be the man of our environment.
Not the man of your environment. I love it. Okay, so what I really love about this word confidence and this word passion that we visited last week is that it's free. It doesn't cost anything,
yes.
Doesn't it? It is free to have passion and confidence. And what I really love about confidence, gentlemen, you know, is that confidence is an attitude. You know, it's a demeanor of coolness, a swagger, if you will. Confidence is not something that you can wear like a T-shirt or a gold watch, but it is something that can be enhanced, like Vincent just said, by putting on, you know, a nice suit or a fresh, crisp, new item of clothing, or by putting a little extra effort into your physical appearance, right? It doesn't cost you a thing. It's a certain way that you walk. It's a certain way that you talk. It's a contagious charisma. Like the man of the house, he has confidence, guys. Women, he has confidence. And you know, that's something we specialize in IME University. So we love confidence. It's seductive, don't you think, Vincent?
Yes, I do. It is very seductive.
Absolutely. You know, it makes all people, not just women, gravitate toward a man and want to be around him in the hopes of catching just a little bit of his energy and also to see what else he's got going on, right? You know, it's this elusiveness. And I love it. And forgive me, I know I'm going on and on and on, but I love confidence, Vince.
Nothing wrong with it at all.
And it's free. It's free.
Free.
Correct.
Correct.
So, Vince, what are some, you know, we've been brainwashed a lot of times in our society that you have to be rich to be confident.
Mm-hmm.
And we
mm-hmm.
both know that the majority of people are not rich or wealthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet
there
are some individuals that may not have a penny to their name, but they are confident. So how does that work? How does that really work, in your opinion?
Okay. I think self-evaluation is the foundation of the confidence that each man has. Meaning this, you want to enhance each part of your life, your body, your being, your way of thinking. You want to enhance all of your strengths, and at the same time, you want to make sure you showcase those strengths to create even more confidence within yourself and position yourself for that strength to be shown. For an example, if you know you are great at articulating to a group of people, men or women, how to do something specific. Well, why not find or take advantage of opportunities to showcase that, to build even more confidence in areas that you may not be as confident in? For an example, let's just say, again, you can give a great presentation on a particular subject matter. However, you may not be as fit as you want to be. Well, what's going to happen is the more you build and showcase that confidence within the speaking arena, what you're also going to want to do is you're going to say, hey, you know what? I want to look even better when I'm up there. I'm really, really doing a great job with the content that I'm giving. However, now I want to look even better. So now it motivates you in that period in which you're weak to do even better. So now you begin to change your diet. You begin to walk a little bit further instead of parking right next to the door in which, you know, you're walking into. Or you begin to go to the gym or spend some extra time just watching and evaluating your thinking. All of these areas are now enhanced because you decided to really do yourself a great service by enhancing the things that you already do well or the things you're already confident in.
I love that. I love that. So basically what I'm gathering from you, and for those of you that are listening right now, we're talking about confidence, and my thing is you make it sound so simple. You know, and that's what I love. This is so doable for any and everybody. It defies, you know, where you are economically or socially and all these things, because we all have something that we're naturally good at or something that we're naturally talented at. We all have a skill set, you know? And so I love these things. We all can do things like, you know what I love? What makes me feel really confident, Vincent? I'm gonna share this with you today. I love high heel shoes like most women, okay? Most women love, you know, we love shoes. But when I put on some red heels, brother, get out of my way. Or should I say, brother, come my way, right?
I know, right?
It makes me feel like I am invincible. Or if I put on, for those of you who know that I'm inspirational beauty, I do love, you know, makeup and beauty and things like that. But if I put on some red lips, Vincent, oh, my goodness. Now,
along with those red heels.
With those red heels, my brother. And gentlemen, the same for you. I've seen you gentlemen out there when you buy a brand new watch or have on some nice kicks or some fresh jeans. Oh, my goodness. A fresh haircut. I have seen it, and it makes you really stand out. And so we want you to go into 2015 or to continue in 2015 to be more and more confident. Right, Vincent? With these little practical things.
Grand hustle, homie. Yeah. It's the king, partner.
You've been listening to Kim and Vince on Man Talk 101. To learn more about them and to find out how they can help you personally in business and in relationships, please follow them at InspireBeauty40 and Vince Inspires on all social media. To contact them by email, go to InspirationalBeauty40@gmail.com and VinceHarrisSpeaks@gmail.com.
Ladies, would you like to feel more confident, more empowered, all while simply being yourself? I can tell you firsthand that there is nothing more beautiful than a woman knowing exactly who she is. You're special, unique, and you have gifts and talents that make you an individual. Hi, my name is Kimberly Arrington, and I am the creator of I Am Me University, a unique online community of amazing women around the world, all committed to shine. We're just like you. I'm just like you. And it's time to be amazing, to stop being afraid, to live the life that you know you deserve. I'm so honored and blessed to be a woman, and you should be too. You have more in you than you realize. So won't you join us and get ready to be your best self? You can join us at www.imeuniversity.com, and let's let the world know that we are here.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Deadwood Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
bothering me. It's written in your words, you got my needs. But I know I'm not supposed to feel this way. I know that I'm supposed to trust you every day. But it gets so hard to keep it all moving. Sometimes I feel like I'm losing.
Make the necessary changes in our lives. It has been an awesome, awesome day with you. We had our Gleam of Hope guest with us, Vanessa Cunningham from Unhealthy No More. Check her website out at unhealthynomore.com. If you forget, just go to Vanessa Cunningham or just like our page on Facebook and go to the Morning Glory Ivy or Hope, and you will definitely see her information in there. In the hood, we had so much information, the Kingdom Care, Universal Soul Circus, the reschedule for the Women's War Cry at Kingdom Life Temple, Man Talk 101 immediately following today. And I know you heard from our Leadership Corner, amen, shout out to Shasha Lindsay. Today we reiterated the importance of joining Steve Harvey, the Coca-Cola mentorship program, Pay in Full, for all you teens and all you single moms. Let's make it happen for our children on this year. And don't forget to hear what Vincent had to say. Being a confident man, he rocked it up. He talked about that suit, how he felt different when he got that suit on than when he got the, you know, the jeans and stuff on, when he just chilling. But that suit, we want our men to always feel confident. Ladies, if you don't do nothing else today, speak into the life of your man, into the life of your son. Let them know that they are the bomb, that they are the king, amen, that they are men of valor, that they have potential, that God has given them everything they need to be that awesome man. Let them walk up with their head tied, especially if they're just going out to get a haircut and come home. Let them know, woo! You're looking the bomb today. Boost their energy. Boost their self-confidence up today. All right? That's just a tip for me. And you know, we never, never, never leave this show without inviting Christ into your life. The Word of God comes from the book of Romans chapter 10, 9 and 10, and it talks about that we have to confess with our mouth what we believe in our hearts. And if you believe that Jesus Christ died for your life, amen, to wash away your sins, and you believe it in your heart, and you're willing to open up your mouth and say, Lord, I am a sinner, but I believe that your son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross so that I can live and have eternal life, then I am saved. You are saved because you confessed it and you believed it in your heart. So we want to welcome you from our hearts to your heart into the kingdom, the greatest kingdom, which is the kingdom of God. But I do encourage you to get into a Bible teaching household. Amen. Find a church in your area. If you got to go outside of the area, do what you need to do, because this is a lifestyle. So we encourage you, if you are in the New York area, you can always drop by Kingdom Life Temple. We are located at 3030 Jerome Avenue near Bethel Park. There's trains and there's buses. And guess what? You get to know the folks. We do carpool. We want to make sure that you're getting the meat, the substance that you need to maintain this walk with God. Bless you and have a phenomenal weekend. Enjoy the rest of this weekend. Don't mind the snow here in New York. Still have fun. Amen. And we'll be back next week. Don't forget, 11 o'clock. You know, it was a double hitter on Saturdays on Block Talk Radio. We at 9 o'clock. And guess what? Man Talk 101 with our inspirational beauty, Kimberly Arrington, and my brother, Vincent K. Harris, at 11 a.m. Check them out. I wonder what they got to say today. See you next time. God bless you.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
Break every chain. There's an arm.